This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We're here at the RNIB Tech Fair Northern Ireland 2025. I'm joined by Stephen from RNIB, and you're here manning the RNIB tech surgery table at the moment. How's it been going so far?
It's been really busy. We've got a load of people coming in with various technology inquiries, all the way from, I've never used VoiceOver before, I don't even have an email, but I'd like to learn. And we're able to tell them about the volunteer services that we have. We've also been having people are having trouble with their reading services accounts and like some quick help. So we're able to get that up and running for them.
What difference does it make, do you think, to have that face-to-face interaction instead of doing it maybe over the phone or online? How different is it to be able to speak to someone personally?
Face-to-face is really important, especially when it comes to telling people how to use services such as screen readers, because there's only so far that you can go in explaining how the different swipes and flicks work, for example. Whereas to be actually able to be there with the customer and direct them and be like, that's a wee bit too short, that's a wee bit too fast, to get that kind of initial familiarization with the gestures is super important. Face-to-face is really needed for certain elements of customers' technology journeys.
Now, you're a tech expert, of course, but are there any questions today so far that have stumped you?
I can't say that has been so far, but the day's still early.
That's great. That's the answer we want to hear, right?
Indeed.
What are some of the most common questions? Is it something that you can sort of see a trend that people are maybe now more interested in? Maybe things like smart glasses. There are lots of people around, I think, who are wearing those Meta Ray-Bans and getting different types of technology into their lives that maybe they weren't using over the last few years.
Smart glasses are definitely there as far as interest, but for me, I think it's still the basics is the most common issue. It's all well and good that there are all these fantastic apps out there to use, but without the basic foundation building blocks of how to use screen readers or magnification, you can't actually get to use the functions of these fantastic apps. So I would still say we want to be able to get to this stage. We want to be able to get to the stage of using dictation, of using Be My Eyes, of using all these fantastic functions. But we don't have those basic building blocks of using VoiceOver and the gestures. So I would still say it's bread and butter issues.
And you mentioned building blocks and sort of a good starting point. Where would you recommend somebody go if they really need to assistive technology? Where's the best place to start and maybe get acquainted with what's actually on offer?
Sometimes local sight loss societies, depending on the area of country, can help out. Lots of different organisations have their own kind of support networks. Of course, the first port of call can be RNIB's helpline, where you can speak to an advisor and describe the issues that you're having, and you'll then be able to talk to our technology sight loss advisors, who will be able to advise you on how to access your phones, the accessibility that might be right for you, and they can give you some basic information, fact sheets, and also refer you on to our technology volunteers who can do home visits, that can do support over the phone, and potentially visit one of our technology hubs, of which there's several throughout the UK, including in Belfast, Northern Ireland, and Edinburgh, and Derby.
Well, good luck today at the desk of the RNIB Tech Surgery. Fingers crossed there are no more questions that do stump you, and you'll have a pleasant rest of the afternoon.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.